This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have on a phone one of my very favourite guests that comes in for us once a month. It's Dr. Liz Walker, the CEO of the RSPCA Victoria.
Good morning, Tom and Jess and everyone else out there in Radio Land.
Well, we should start off. Are you also in self-isolation? Are they keeping you at home as well?
Yeah, well, at RSPCA Victoria, we are getting on with the job of caring for Victoria, but it's true to say that just in line with just best practice, people who don't need to be in the office, so that's essentially people who aren't on the front line of caring for animals. We're mostly working from home and just checking in with the incredible team we have at our sites around the state to make sure they have everything they need to care for the animals of Victoria.
Well, we know that you guys aren't going to drop the ball, no matter what's going on around the rest of us. But I was also reading that a lot of the local shelters are actually looking for people because we are home at the moment, whether we could come in and foster a dog. I mean, it's a great time where we're all home for a couple of weeks to bring a dog out of care. That would also help you guys stop having people coming into the office?
Well, there's a few things on that, actually. So not just fostering, but also adopting. So if you're, lots of shelters, including ours, actually saying to people, firstly, we know how important pets are to us during this time. They provide such comfort, psychological and physical. So a couple of things that we're thinking about is, if you are going to be at home for a little while and you were thinking about taking an animal into your life, then perhaps thinking about adoption now wouldn't be a bad thing. And so we do have adoptions that are still happening around the state, and the main difference is that we're doing them by appointment. I think you'll find most shelters are too. So you need to call ahead and make an appointment. So adoption is a great idea. Big call out to people who love cats too. We have lots and lots of cats who need homes, and we don't want them to get stuck in our system while this plays out. So if you're thinking about a cat, that'd be great. And we also, fostering is also really important for us too. We have been inundated with people offering to foster, but don't let that, deter you if you are interested in helping. Jump online and register your interest in fostering. And, we're putting in place ways of, getting people up to speed remotely so that we can place animals out in foster just as quick as we can.
Well, you are right, Dr. Liz. If you ever thought about getting a dog or a cat or a pet, now is the time, because nothing would be better. We're home and it's great to spend a couple of weeks with your new family member that comes into the house. You get time to settle it. You get time to toilet train. It's probably a great time if you've ever been thinking about it.
Yeah, well, that's what we think. And I guess, you know, it is a really stressful time and we're all learning how to live differently, but the data's really, really firm on this. Animals make our lives better, and it's the physical side of things, so that the exercise and what have you, but also the psychological benefit that they give us. And there's nothing like a bit of unconditional love, really.
Oh, definitely. And while we are in isolation, we don't want to be socially isolated. And it's amazing just having a lovely pet sitting on your lap and able to cuddle them. It just gets rid of all that stress.
Well, I think it does, and I think I imagine that over the next few weeks we're probably going to see some really cool little videos and photos of people doing interesting things at home, and I think a lot of that will actually be playing with their animals and setting up games for them to play and just experiencing that lovely joy that animals give us.
Yeah, well, that's true. I can tell you that since we've been home and having my hubby home all day, every day, my dog's tails have not stopped wagging. They have never been so happy.
Well, I think that's really interesting. I think the animals, like, we talk about our schedules and our worlds being tipped up, but also theirs have been changed. I do wonder what the animals are thinking. Like, you know, aren't you guys going to work this week? You know, normally I get 6 or 8 hours or 10 hours on my home alone every day. So I do wonder about their routine. So that's something for us all to be conscious about too, that they They also need their rest and their sleep, so we've got to keep an eye on their welfare as well.
Look, I actually just wanted to quickly cover a friend of mine. She lost her dog, an old dog, recently, and didn't think she'd be ready. But now, having this happen, she's in the country, so she's actually already started putting in the process for adoption. Is there a less contact way? Are you guys implementing ways to be able to adopt dogs without touching other humans or around them?
Yeah, look, I think, yeah, we are, absolutely. So the way that works now is at our site, we have firstly an appointment system so that we're really trying to manage the members of the public who come into our sites. And at our larger sites, we also have a concierge person at the front door, so sort of triaging people, and if we're not expecting them to come in, asking them about their history and just to check that they it's safe for them to come in, and making sure that we've got lots of tape on the floor to guide people on where to stand. When people do come in to have those adoptions, our staff we've got appropriate distances, everyone's trained, we have hand sanitizer and what have you. So we are adhering to all the guidelines, you know, plus making absolutely sure that we keep our staff safe and the public safe, because we need to make sure that, if things escalate, that our staff are absolutely safe, because we need to make sure that we can care for the animals.
Absolutely. And one of the misconceptions for a little while, until I saw an amazing article that jumped my eyes, was the fact that who let the dogs out, because they were quarantining pets, weren't they? They believed that there was a chance that dogs or pets could get coronavirus.
Yeah, that's right.
But actually, who literally let the dogs out by saying that pets don't? So that is something that people don't need to worry about. There is one other thing I was wanting to know about, because we did all go crazy with our toilet paper. What about the food situation? Are you guys in a struggle if people have got food, or if they are going to adopt, where are they going to get the dog food at this stage?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. Just in terms of the whole pets and coronavirus and what have you, just to be crystal clear for everyone, there's absolutely no evidence that pet dogs or cats or other animals, for that matter, are a source of infection to other animals or humans. So having said that, so that's true. But having said that, of course, it's important that we adhere to really, really good hygiene practices regardless. And particularly, so you shouldn't, there is no special concern. You can still pat your pets and what have you, but the AVA, the Australian Veterinary Association, is reminding us to observe good hygiene. You know, it's probably not a good time to be kissing your dog and what have you. Make sure you wash your hands, because there is a possibility, because we really don't know, that if someone was infected in a house where there was an infection, the animal could act if the virus gets on the surface of that animal, it could actually then become, infectious for other people. But the animal itself is not infected. It's not a vector or anything. So bottom line is that they're not a source of infection as far as we know, and it's always important to maintain good hygiene. Now I've forgotten the other side of your question, so you'll have to remind me what the other bit was.
The food. Are you guys struggling with food?
Yeah, so we're not. We have good supplies of the product that we use is Hill Science Diet. They are a huge supporter to RSPCA across the country. But we are aware that some people have experienced concern around being able to access pet food. Hopefully that is settling down, with people now being more considerate in how they're actually, buying and stockpiling and what have you. I think if people are worried, then I would be encouraging them to contact their local vets, contact their council. If you're really struggling, give us a buzz and we'll see how we can help. But we have good supplies.
Good on you, Dr. Liz. Look, the RSPCA are here for all our animals in Victoria and over Australia. We're so happy.
Can I just say one more thing?
Of course.
I just reminded myself is that in terms of the pet supply thing, we have an online store. And if you need food, jump online and get it delivered.
I can tell you,
that's a great idea.
I've been out to the RSPCA building multiple times. They have the best toys. They've got a great shop there. So go in if you're looking for toys, you're looking for food, buy them from the RSPCA because I'm assuming you guys are going to make a little bit from that and it's going to help you along.
It will definitely help. I hope everyone stays safe out there and takes good care of their animals too, because we know the animals will take care of us.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.